morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. It's Saturday. The Packers are back on the practice field in a little while. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur prior to that. But first, of course, I wanted to chat with you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Because of that devotion, we want to let you know about Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 cash right now if you use the code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit. And you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. So what are you waiting for? Download Underdog Fantasy right now. Good morning, everybody in the comments section. So good to see so many regulars up and at it this Saturday morning. Going to be a good time. Going to be a good vibe at practice today, I think. It's going to be a cool one. We've got very overcast skies today. It's supposed to rain later in the afternoon, but well after practice is scheduled to end. NFL Network is here today. Good vibe in the air. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sean, what's up? How are you? Manish, you're the man, Nags. Thanks for giving me a daily Packers fix. That's why I'm here. Thanks for checking it out. Time to ramp it up, Yosh Nyman. Man, Yosh, I want to see Yosh with the most, man. I'm going to have particular eyes on Yosh Nyman today. No matter what happens with Rodgers, we will have Kenny Clark. No problems. Brandy. Spoken like someone who is a true defensive aficionado. I like where your head's at. Dan, good morning. Hope you're well, man. James Jones on site. That's right. He was with the Bears earlier this week, but now I know he's here in town to cover the Packers for NFL Network. Terry from Memphis. Go Pack Go. What's up, Terry? Heading to camp Monday and Tuesday. Hopefully full pads on Tuesday, like you said. Pumped. Yeah, I would, like I said, I suspect they haven't said officially, but the way the CBA is set up, I would suspect Tuesday is the first day of full pads. Phone blowing up. Is the difference in the 2021 team than last season's going to be on the defensive side of the ball? The star players on offense stepping up when it matters. I mean, to me, the biggest difference outside of a new defensive coordinator is staying healthy along the offensive line. I mean, that's, make no bones about it. You know, Bakhtiari doesn't get hurt. There's a good chance they probably win that game, regardless of Kevin King's gaffe, regardless of Aaron Jones fumbling, you know? I mean, the Bucs won. They were healthy up front. The game is won in the trenches. That's a big, big part of it. And that's why I love the Dennis Kelly signing. Adding depth to that tackle position is super important. Next, how about them Brewers? How about them Brewers, Robbie? Now, there was a moment last night's game. I just tweeted it out. I said, this Brewers team is amazing. I never in a million years thought they were going to be this good this summer. I love it. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Who is one veteran free agent you would sign? I don't think there are any at the moment. I'm sure the Packers will pick over the waiver wire as it goes and look to veteran free agency to augment the depth of their team. But there's no one out there that like screams, oh, they've got to have him to fix whatever issues they might have. They've got a great blend of veterans and young guys. That's what camp is all about, is putting those two pieces together and making a cohesive unit. There's no target out there that I can see anyway. Go Pack Go. Thanks for the super chat. Good morning, Nags. Hope your day is great and your family as well. Love these live feeds during my route. Glad to be of service, sir. Thanks for the well wishes. Go Pack Go from Green Bay. Who gets cut with the Cobb signing? Marshall, no one yet. We'll see how it progresses here as the offseason goes on. Oz, what's up, man? Is Clay Matthews a Packers Hall of Famer? 1,000,000,000% correct. Yes. No question about it. Now, Pro Football Hall of Fame, I think that might be tough. I think he's a Hall of Famer, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but I can understand why he probably will be kept out at least for a while. But Packers Hall of Famer? Zero question. Was there yesterday and waved at Banky's house. Well, belated wave back. How has Stokes looked? Good, but young. He got beat bad yesterday by Devontae on the defense had a pretty heavy blitz called, and he got caught having to take Devontae one-on-one because Jaire Alexander had dropped out for some stretching. And he got cooked. And that was a real welcome to the NFL play, no doubt about it. But overall, he looks good. He's gotten a lot of reps with the ones because he has been standing in for Kevin King, who's on the non-football injury list. So he's gotten a lot of reps. It hasn't looked too big for him, but you know, they're going to be growing pains. He's a young guy, but he looks like he belongs. That's pretty important. Robin, thanks for the super chat. Sorry I'm late. How's the new center look? Good and tall. He's a tall dude, especially for a center. But so far, so good. He had the botched snap, the very first snap of camp. And he talked about that yesterday, just got up a little too early. He's got to get used to Rodgers' cadence. You know, that's a big part of it. But certainly doesn't look too big for him. He's out there making the line calls, making the protection calls. You know, it sure sounds like, you know, he's your starter week one. They've given him every single rep with the ones at center. So I don't believe anybody else has really got a line on that gig. Any ideas on maybe trading for Watson? Yeah, I got an idea. Don't do it. They just picked Jordan Love. He's their guy. That's their dude. They're not going and trading for Watson. What? Think there's a possibility King doesn't make the 53 if Stokes shows he's ready? Yes, I think that's a possibility. It would be odd to have him re-signed and then cut him, but it is just a one-year deal, essentially. I know there's some void years, but they wouldn't eat a ton as far as cap space goes. But I tend to think they'll keep him around because of the familiarity with the athlete. They know, you know, you can never have too many NFL-ready corners. And say what you want about Kevin's up and down play, especially last year, but he has played a ton of football in the NFL. And he knows everybody in the building. The coaches all know him. So maybe not the ideal starter, but somebody you can lean on if you need it. Does Love look better than Hundley? Yes. Going to be tough come cutdowns. I'm really looking forward to preseason. Lots of love. I hear you, Oz. It's funny. They're back to three cuts now again. You know, for a while there, it was just they had done away with the initial cut period and gone to just the one cut after the last preseason game. But now they're back to not only do they have two cuts along preseason, but they have a cut like right after the first preseason game. It's crazy. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. If Jordan Love is really their dude, why did they offer Rodgers an extension that would tie him to the team for the next 5 years? Confused me a bit. Well, yeah, but you don't have the details of Ty. Don't listen to anything Schefter says when it comes to what the dynamics of the team are. That was a Schefter tweet. That was a Schefter report. Tying him to the team for 5 years. He's already tied to the team for 3 years right now. Or he was before this prior, but for this new extension or contract adjustment. Don't pay any attention to that. Right now, it's a one-year deal, and they will most likely trade him after this season. Just stick with that, and you're going to be good. Sullivan is a liability. He can be. I think he's still got some untapped potential. There's no doubt he's not the greatest slot corner in the world. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. I'm not going to lie to you. But all players have value, and he can give you some decent minutes. There's no doubt about that. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Tim Boyle apparently wowing the crowd at Lions training camp. Start the countdown for Timmy Boyle, QB1. I've been saying it all offseason. If he gets a legitimate chance to compete for the starting job, he's going to win the starting job. He looked so good here in Green Bay last summer. I can't express how good he looked. If he's given a shot, a legitimate shot, I expect him to win it. Matt, that's really nice of you to say. Thank you so much. Adam Schefter should work for CNN. Adam's really good at his job. This is on this particular subject. Pay him no mind. Do I see Stokes starting week one? Depends on how long Kevin King is out, right? I still kind of doubt it, but you never know. Is it a normal thing to have an inexperienced quarterback attacking the middle of the field like Love has been? We have no idea what he's being asked to do. Don't forget that. You know, we have no idea what the coaches have said in regards to, okay, go through your progressions, hit this guy. I want you to try and do this, try and manipulate the safety with your eyes and get the linebacker to move and blah, blah, blah. We have no idea. So with that caveat, I don't think it's any different than any other young quarterback. He's trying to complete the pass and the progression that he's been given. You know, I wouldn't make too much out of it. I actually kind of like it. I love a guy who's not afraid of the middle of the field. Dean, thanks for the super chat. Number one Packer fan on transplants. When's transplants, Dean? It should be coming back. If not prior to week one, definitely week one of the regular season. But I think Corey and I will have a transplants sometime prior to the season starting. But how does Love's arm compare to Herbert? It's a good question. I saw that absolute dime that Herbert threw on the run in practice yesterday. It was on my Twitter feed. I mean, Love's got a cannon. He can hoof it. I mean, he can bomb it. But he hasn't really done much of that yet. They haven't really asked him to, I guess. But most everything has been intermediate, shallow. He's had some really nice throws, with some really nice touch. But, you know, coming out, he could make every throw. You've seen it all on his college tape. He can throw from the far hash. He can do the deep out to the opposite hash. Yeah, there ain't a throw he can't make. Nightman Cometh, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Remember when we used to say the defense is better with King on the field? I do remember that. I do remember it indeed. It's hard to say that after last year, though. To go an entire year with Jaire Alexander opposite you and not get one interception, that's tough, man. That is tough. Looking forward to seeing the elusive Nagler at camp today. So elusive. So elusive. Can't wait. Green Bay versus KC. That is going to be a fun football game. Hell yes. And this time, hopefully, and I say hopefully, they get to play Mahomes. Last time they were there, of course, it was Matt Moore. I want the best versus the best. Is it fair to say the defensive line is the weakest group? Do you expect us to bring in a free agent at defensive line? I think they'll wait and see what they have in TJ Slayton. But I don't doubt for a moment that, yeah, looking at it on paper, the defensive line is the biggest question mark. I don't think there's any question there. How many wide receivers make the roster? I feel like Funchess might have to fight for a spot. No doubt about it. I was talking to somebody about this last night or yesterday, somebody on the beat. You know, the idea that if you're going to be that sixth wide receiver, if they end up keeping six, you got to play teams. Does Funchess play special teams? I don't think so, or he hasn't traditionally. I mean, you're going to have to be on a team, a couple of teams, if you're going to be a sixth wide receiver, because you're probably not going to play from scrimmage. And of course, Amari Rodgers is probably going to be a returner sometimes. Now, we got Randall Cobb in the house. Who knows how they split that up, but it's going to be tricky. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to make it past that first five. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Go Pack Go. Cheesehead TV is the best. Hashtag Pappy. What's up, Patrick? Thanks, buddy. When is DeGuara expected back? Excited for him in this offense. We haven't been given any kind of timetable. He looks great in the rehab group, though. I'll tell you what, all the stuff they have him doing, hopping on one leg, doing the sprints, doing the cuts, he looks fantastic. So hopefully sooner rather than later. Go Pack Go. Thanks for the super chat. Who would be your NFL comp for Love? And from your point of view, what's his specific style? I mean, I know people have said it, and it's kind of it's charged because of how good Mahomes is, but Mahomes, he looks like a baby Mahomes. Now, he's not Mahomes in the sense of the no-look stuff, the crazy throws from off-platform, but he's got the athleticism and he's got the arm. The way he's going to be utilized in Matt's system, I think, is going to be really similar to how Andy Reid has used Mahomes. It's like, it's pretty obvious. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to be Mahomes, but you talk about a comparable, it's pretty comparable. How's the weapon looked in camp so far? We haven't had any competitive punting periods yet. We haven't had much special teams work whatsoever. They've done some drill work and, you know, basically punting away so that the guys can have some return reps. But Winslow and JK haven't done any, like, competitive periods yet. What's up, Brad? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nag. Surprise Saturday live. Love it. Hey, man, if there's practice, I'm going to be live. And there's practice today, so I'm live. Favorite Favre story? Oh, man. How many are there? There's a million of them. I love the story of him leaving the preseason game against Tennessee and getting on his plane and going back because he was like, there was a storm here in Green Bay. And he was like, they're never going to play this game. And he just left. And then he's like landing in Tennessee. And Mike Sherman's on the phone going, where the hell are you? Because they had waited out the storm. They were playing the preseason game. That's an all-timer. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. You mean the BB gun? Yeah, JK. Sometimes he misfires. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I want a wing T with 12, 17, 8, and 18. They can all throw, run, and catch. Just an ant climbing that mountain. I love it, Nathan. Euchre season. What's up, baby? Extra cheese today? You bet, Oz. Absolutely. Later this afternoon, after we're hearing from a bunch of players today, including AJ Dillon, so I'm excited about that. But yeah, this afternoon, we'll have an extra cheese. No question. Favorite Favre story has to be when his dad died for me. I mean, that's an insane performance, no doubt about it. Who is eight? Amari? Yep, Brad. Amari is number eight. What's your guess on the point spread game one against the Saints? Ryan, are you trying to get some info here? Inside info? Is this a Vegas question? I have no idea. I think probably, Rodgers being there and the lack of breeze makes it tricky. So probably Saints by three. That's what the spread will be. How's Campbell look so far? Good, solid. I mentioned him in my camp notes yesterday. Just does a really good job of not taking false steps, especially against the run when he's diagnosing things, getting through the wash. Now, it's all got to be taken with a grain of salt because obviously they're not hitting. There are no pads. There's no real blocking going on. But yeah, he looks as advertised. A guy who's played a lot at that position could really bring some stability to the inside of the Packers defense, I think. Dean, thanks for the super chat. Home game day itinerary, need guidance. Home game day itinerary. You mean here at Lambeau? Get to lot one, which is right over there, as early as possible. Drink as much as you can, then get inside. That's the itinerary. Did Cobb practice yesterday with the ones or on to the side? Brad, he definitely practiced yesterday. He was doing returns and mixed in with the ones. But yeah, he was there. Will I be in town for preseason versus Houston? No, Matt, I will not. Bex, which of the young offensive line looked the best? Tough competition there to be sure. Impossible to say right now before they put the pads on. Ask me again next week after we get some hitting going. Tell you what, none of it looks too big for any of them, which is good. But, right now it's just thud. They're just trying to learn hand placement and steps and get the zone blocking right and blah, blah, blah. But it's impossible to say who's quote unquote looking good at this point until they start hitting people. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I don't give the Saints much of a chance without Breeze and Thomas. Our revamped D will be too much to handle for Jamie. I don't know, man. He can be productive. I know he can throw the ball into some bad spots, but don't forget in Tampa Bay, he put up monster numbers, including interceptions, but yardage, touchdown. The guy can sling it. So I'm not afraid of him or anything, but I'm not going to sit here and suggest that the Packers implementing a new defensive scheme week one aren't going to be susceptible to some issues there, even without Thomas. And then you flip it around. I mean, the Saints, where I think the Packers are really catching a break, is they're injured up front along their defensive line. And that's where I think the Packers can really take advantage. We got a long way to go before week one, though. Where's Banky? Banky is yonder, that way. Are the Packers a QB factory? We'll find out. We will find out. Looks like the checkdown part of the offense will open up shots down the field. It could. It absolutely could. I mean, right now, it's all about just taking what the defense gives you. And, there's not game planning going on. There's not any kind of specifics when it comes to attacking a defense at this point. It's just reading and reacting. So we'll see as things go along here. But, all looks well here, three practices in. And I'm about to go talk to Matt about practice number four. Then I'll be back with extra cheese later this afternoon. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out and talking Packers. Hey, I know we're all looking for, great new Packers gear all throughout not only Packers season, but through the offseason as well. You want this Packers hoodie. Look at that thing. The Acme Packers hoodie at vinfl.com. Check out vinfl.com. Use code CheeseheadTV to get 15% off that bad boy. Look good, feel good with your Acme Packers hoodie. Get on it, people. Can't thank you guys enough for talking Packers each and every day here on Cheesehead TV. It's what we do. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hope you all have a great day. I'll talk to you after practice. Go Pack, go.